We've all been hurt. We all carry scars. We can all overcome these things and be healed through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's build that relationship together right here. Welcome to Healing Scars with Pastor Burton.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the sanctuary. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you with us as always. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome. This week, I have a special treat for you. I have a special guest joining us, Reverend Joshua Knight. Now, Josh and I, we've been friends for a while now. He is a brother Marine and combat veteran. And today, what he's actually going to share, he shared some testimony, you know, and some observations, things that he's meditated on his social media. And I reached out to him, like, brother, this is great. You know, I'd love to be able to share this. And he's like, yes, sure. And you know, generosity of his heart, you know, being a brother that he is, he went ahead and, sent everything over to me so I could share it with you. With that said, I'm not going to go into what all he's saying. It's actually going to speak for itself. I think you're really going to enjoy what he has to say. And I'd like for you to take notes and all that kind of stuff. So at this time, you know, let me welcome Reverend Joshua Knight to the sanctuary.
Please let me start off by saying this is not meant to disrespect anyone or call anyone out. It's about sharing my love of God, my love for God, and what we as Christians should do more of and be better of. This right here is my biggest sadness with people who say they read their Bible or go to church or know God. They would rather look right, show off the clean house and food made, versus listen to the words of Christ. Listen to the preachers teaching them the way of Christ, the life of Christ, not putting on airs, making people see you when the objective is Christ, period. So many people would drop $300 on new clothes for church, but never, ever offer to help their brothers, sisters, or even the church. If your pastor, preacher, spiritual leader is always talking money to you versus talking Christ, you don't have a spiritual leader. You have a financier working for a building. They would invite people for dinner only to put on a show versus welcome those in their house. I'd rather have a meager meal and a great discussion about God than have a 10-course meal and people say it was a gathering to praise God, but his name barely mentioned. Some of the best times I've had in my life, I have had just talking with friends, discussing our faith, answering questions about the Bible, or specific passages, etc. Like I've said many times in my life, faith spills out of me like a fountain when people want to talk about it. We could do it for hours, but those who carry a gilded Bible with a spine that hasn't got a single crease, no dog-eared pages, makes me sad. My Bible looks like it survived a war. It has sticky notes, old check stubs, deposit slips, or whatever I could get my hands on at the time. Whatever I could write with, whatever I had on hand after reading something that meant something to me. It has letters I've written to God, notations written in it, and more. The letters were things I knew I needed to work on or wanted his help with so that it stayed with me. And my Bible, a dear friend told me about this. I've been doing it ever since. I asked God to help me find someone for my life. I wrote down what I wanted, and God helped me find my wife, Anne. Looking at that letter today, it is exactly what I asked God for, a true life partner, a partner in Christ, a love, a life together, and so much more. In our marriage, it's four people. It is God, it is my wife and myself, and now our daughter. If Christ is not in your marriage, that can be a big failing. I have written letters of my failings and my sins so that he may help me be better, and so much more. If it worries your heart, write a letter to God, put it in your Bible, and pray on it. Don't put it in there and forget about it. Pray on it. The best preachings that stirred me came from the smallest churches or family worked churches, hearing someone who has given their life to Christ. My wife has an uncle and his family that lives and works at their church, and every time I've heard him speak, those words touched me so deeply. His connection to God, his whole family's connection to God, is truly deep, and their sharing of it with me and praying over me is something powerful. They have welcomed me since day one, and truly is a feeling of pure light walking in that door, walking in that church, and being with them and hearing the sermons, sharing moments with them are truly beautiful and powerful. Their church has welcomed me every single time, and they are very relaxed, and I have never felt like I was not dressed up enough to enter the house of God. They're not like a lot of churches where they have made people feel they weren't good enough because of their clothes, weren't nice enough, weren't dressed up enough. Because of my situation, I have no ability to wear suits anymore or ties, as it makes the scar on the back of my head hurt severely. And I also, with my medical condition, I burn up easily, because my body just overheats because of the pain. Wearing a polo and pants is about all I can muster some days. In my situation, they have never, ever said a word to me, and would never, or anyone else that walked in that door. With her family's church, they've always welcomed me no matter what. Open arms and hugs, smiles, and true happiness was all there, and that is truly special. But I'm not the only one. They do it for everybody. They love me, and I love them and their church, for it feels like being at home. It's about God, not wallets or status, and that is a church, and that will always hold a special place in my heart, just like the family that runs it. God's plan for us is laid out before we walk this earth, but it's up to us to be the person he needs us to be. Talk about God. Don't shy away from it ever. Talk to God always. I probably don't pray like a lot of people. I talk to God. I like to talk to God like I know him personally, because I do. He's my friend and more. And I talk to him openly for that reason. It keeps all the things going on in my life, medically, personally, whatever, all my struggles, so much softer, because I know he knows me and he knows what's going on. And talking to him that way seems to lighten the load a lot. So I ask you, have faith and don't be afraid to share it, and share it proudly and loudly. God bless you all. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless this world. We all need God right now. Most of you don't know me. Most of you probably wouldn't even guess that I became a minister after years of talking to heads of churches, major religious figures here in where I live in Charlotte and around the country, around the world. I wanted to do it for two reasons. I wanted to be a backup for a family member who was getting married, and I wanted to make sure they had somebody that could be there to stand in if the person that they needed couldn't be there. But there was another reason. I wanted to help myself be better in my mission to be closer to God. I am human. I make mistakes. I fail. I sin. And I am not the best person I could be. But that is where God is with me. He accepts me, and he forgives me, as his son died for all my sins. And he knows that none of us are perfect. I only hope that I can be better tomorrow than I was today. That's all any of us can hope for. With God and Jesus, we can always be better. I love you all. God bless. Stay.
Josh, that was awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing this with all of us and allowing us to share it here in our sanctuary as well. You know, like I said earlier, I think everything that you had to say really speaks for itself. And I do believe that there's something here for everyone to take and meditate on. So thank you so much, brother. Now, everybody, like I said, at this point, this week, we're actually going to cut it short because I think Josh said everything that needed to be said for this week. So remember, you are loved and you are blessed. Now go and be the church.
Thank you for joining me today here at Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. If you'd like to know more about our ministry or how you can support us, you can do so by going to our website at BeTheLightSanctuary.org, or you can visit us on Facebook at Be The Light Sanctuary. We'll catch you next time. God bless.